Blog Talk Radio.
Now I want everybody to clap your hands in this place.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, we want to bring to you Memphis' own. The world's been waiting on it. And now the wait is finally over. Chantel.
Trouble in my way. I have to cry sometimes.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise, praise, praise the Lord. Amen. We bless and praise God. Amen. For Fresh Fire Friday on tonight. Amen. Welcome all of you. Praise God. I thank and praise God for you, you and you, and allowing me to come into your homes wherever you may be on today. Praise God. I thank and praise God because I know that Jesus will fix it for you. Amen. Let us pray. But let me just say this. Amen. Hallelujah. Just get yourself ready. Get ready to raise your hands. Thump your feet, clap your hands, amen, because we know, Amen. Jesus gonna step into this time of Fresh Fire Friday. You are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Apostle Carolyn McNeil on this evening. Amen. We bless and praise God for the man of God today. Amen. I send a blessing right there where he at. Amen. Praise God. So let us pray. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come and we just bless your holy name, oh God. Lord, we just lift you up, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you'll continually touch us from the crown of our head, God, to the soles of our feet, Father. We know that you are well able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we think. Ah, yes, yes, Holy Spirit, glory to your name, Father. We know, Father, that you can do it, God. We know that you can breathe on it, so we know that you can touch us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, as I come, God, today, Lord God, I lift my hands up to you, Father, in total surrender. Father God, asking that you have your way today, Lord God. Move by your mighty power on today, God. Touch, oh, God, touch right now, God. Ah, my say, kandore, basandara, mahaya. God, somebody needs a healing right now, Father God. Somebody needs a special touch right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I bless you, I praise you, I glorify you, and I lift you up. These things I pray in your son Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bless and praise God on today. But we're going to go right into a song. I am super excited. Amen. Glory to God to go into worship with you on this night. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise
mountains rise and fall, seasons come and go, Father, through it all, one thing that I know, I can trust in you. People let you down, life is filled with pain, falling to the ground, on my knees to say, I can trust in you.
can say. All other ground you sink and sink.
Oh, come on and bless him, bless him, bless him, bless him. Amen. He is our rock. And hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And we know that when we have the rock, amen, praise God, it's nothing, nothing, no one can do. Amen. So we thank and praise God for the solid rock. And glory to God, we have to continue to stand on that solid rock. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Come on with me, people of God. Lord, have mercy. Come on, let's bless them.
Let's try here. One, two, three, four. your spirit. That's what. At all times means at all times. It's easy to praise when you got some money, and it's easy to praise when things are going well, but can you praise them when it's just ramen noodles and you don't know anything about ramen noodles and 5 for 99 cents and you can eat all of them? Right. Can you bless the Lord then? Can you bless the Lord? Can you bless the Lord in the grocery store when you're not sure if your math is right when you get to the checkout counter? Lord, please let me. Lord, please. Don't let me be embarrassed up again. Lord, please let me.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We all know that. Praise God. Hallelujah. We will bless the Lord at all times. Amen. No matter what, praise God, we got to praise him in the good time, praise him in the bad time. But like you said, hallelujah, can you bless him? Amen. When you're not eating steaks and all that kind of stuff, when you got some oodles and noodles, praise God, can you still bless him? Praise God. Hallelujah. Come on. Praise God. Let's give God some glory. Let the Holy Ghost come upon us today. Amen.
My heart's desire, oh, how I need you more, a fresh outpour with no resistance. I give permission, come now and my heart, this love is yours.
Hallelujah. Amen. Come set us on fire again, oh God. Hallelujah. We know that we do have his love. Praise God. Hallelujah. So sometimes you've got to raise your hands up to the heavens and say, Lord, set me on fire again. Fill me with your Holy Ghost, God. So we bless and praise God. But guess what, y'all? We're going to make it right. Amen. Hallelujah. Come go with me today. Praise God. As the Holy Spirit having his way on this evening. Fresh fire party. Come on, let's get on fire tonight. Amen.
I remember when sin was sin, and I remember when wrong was wrong, and I remember when we all fell short and got back up much quicker than the fall. Well, I'm praying that you open our eyes, praying that you open our eyes again. Father, please open our eyes. Father, please open our eyes again. Exactly what she meant, and then she followed up and said, because I told you so. And I'm praying that you open our eyes.
Oh my God.
I'm praying that you open our eyes again.
Oh Father.
Father, please open our eyes. Father, please open our eyes.
Open our eyes again.
Yeah.
gates open up. Can you hear us singing? Father, please open up.
God, amen. Praise God. Sometimes, you know, amen, when people go into worship, amen, at the end, they just do their own thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Amen. Praise God. But they are in the Spirit of God, moving by his power. When the Holy Ghost come upon you, amen, you'll sing songs that you never sung before, lyrics that you never heard before. Amen. But he is going to make it right. How many know that? Praise God. Hallelujah. He is a restorer. He is a deliverer. And they said, Lord, open our eyes again. Oh, come on, somebody. Lord, open our eyes again. Praise God. Because, see, the world want to blind us, but God want to open our eyes. Amen. How many know that he is glorious? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go, amen, to another song. Praise God. I pray that you are having a good time, but I'm having a good time over here. So let's keep our hands raised to heaven. Amen. And give God the glory for Fresh Fire Friday. Amen.
Let's just worship him. Shando Busi, Bushi. We worship your name, Jesus.
Come on, we have worship.
Somebody just lift up your voice and worship the King of Kings. Demandele bo si re 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 ya na 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 re 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 ya ma re 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 ya mandele ya ba bo bo shindele re 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 bo. We worship your name, Jesus. Come on, somebody, just raise your voice to the Lord. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be worshipped. Shiamamundi ala bo si re 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 bo. Lift your voice and say, our God is faithful. righteousness of God. Oh God,
Thank and praise God for that worship. Amen. Sometimes that worship, amen, you begin to call on the name of Jesus. And hallelujah, once you start calling on the name of Jesus, sometimes you can't stop calling him. Amen. Praise God, because he is the Most High God. Amen. And I just bless God for the time of worship. Amen. It's something about worship that gets us closer to the throne room. It's something about worship. Amen. Praise God, to get us in the courtroom of heaven. Amen. Praise God. Oh, God, plead my cause before you. Amen. Praise God. But now, amen, I'm getting ready to give, amen, the power word. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I know Pastor's coming back. Praise God. And he's, I know he got some word for us. Amen. Praise God. I know it's all stored up on the inside. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you the power word for the night. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to talk about breaking barriers. Amen. Breaking barriers. Breaking barriers. Hallelujah. I'm not going to be before you long with this word, but I want to give this to you. So something that you can just grab a hold of. We know we got songs, we got praise, but we got the word of God, and the word with God will never fail. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Breaking barriers. Too often we limit ourselves by the way we think. Come on, somebody. We all had those moments when we felt to pull, the pull to do something out of the ordinary, but held back because of the fear of what others would say. The Bible tells us there are no limits with God, and we all have the same opportunities to succeed and grow in him. The pull we feel is the prompting of the Holy Spirit, and listening to him help us break through the barriers that hold others back. Now, see, God is saying to us, he wants us to break some barriers in our lives. Amen. Praise God. God has different callings and different gifts for each, every one of us, and they all require faith to lay hold of them. To do that, we must change our way of thinking. Our thoughts are powerful, and they, come on, and they can either limit us or remove all obstacles and barriers in the way. In the Old Testament, the only thing that held back the children of Israel from occupying the land God had promised them was their fear and negative thinking. Now, we're going to get rid of those fears and those negative thinking. From this day forward, praise God, we got to start speaking those things, though they are, amen, praise God, even though we don't see it yet. Don't let fear and negative thinking get in your way. The Bible says in Numbers 13, 26 and 33, now they departed and came back to Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel in the wilderness of Paran. At Kadesh, they brought back the word to them and to all the congregation and showed them the fruit. Come on, we're in the fruit Friday. Come on, the fruit of the land. Then they told them, amen, and said, we went to the land where you sent us. It truly flows with milk and honey. And this is the fruit. Come on, they're showing them the fruit. Nevertheless, the people who dwell in the land are strong. The cities are fortified and very large. He says, moreover, we saw the descendants of Anak there, the Amalekites, the enemy that dwells in the land of the south. The Hittites, the Jebusites, the Amorites dwell in the mountains. And the Canaanites dwell by the sea and along the bank of the Jordan. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and take possession. Are well able to overcome it. But the men who had gone up with him said, we are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, the land through which we have gone as spies in a land that devours its people, the inhabitants, and all the people whom we saw in it are men of great stature. Things ahead of us sometimes can get us off track just because they're great stature. Just because, amen, praise God, they're leaders, amen, praise God, or whatever they may be. Sometimes people, praise God, can make you fear of what you see. Praise God, hallelujah. There we saw giants, they said. See, they were seeing a different kind of way. The descendants of Anak came from the giants, and we were like on sight. And so we were in their sight. See, a lot of times we can see something, amen, praise God, and we get fearful, but God don't want us to get fearful of going ahead. They suffered because they believed they were inferior, and this mindset kept them from receiving the good things God had for them. How many of us think that way sometimes, regardless of who we are or what the circumstances may be? God loves us all equally, and he doesn't play favorites. Then Peter opened his mouth. The Bible says in Acts 10 and 34, then Peter opened his mouth and said, in truth, I perceive that God show no partiality. The Apostle Peter was referring to the fact that God blesses men as well as women. God is willing and able to use everyone who believes in what he says, regardless of race, gender, age, social status, economic level. It doesn't matter, or any other factor the world uses to limit people. This means we must be extra careful what we listen to, because what we hear from others can either build our faith or tear it down. And he said to them, be careful what you are hearing, the measures of thought and study you give, the truth you hear will be the measure, the virtue, the knowledge that comes back to you. See, we got to be careful, amen, what we hear. See, they went in, praise God. They saw something that brought back a bad report. So if they brought back that bad report, amen, praise God, you will never get to go where God wants you to go because you fear of what somebody else said or what somebody else saw. Amen, praise God, will be given to you who hear. In other words, we need to filter what we hear and reject any, come on, you can't do that because message that comes our way. Letting the world define our perimeters causes needless emotional pain. We cannot let people dictate where God is doing. We cannot let people, praise God, stop us from where God is, wants us to go. And in that, God will be with us. We want the best for us. He wants the best for us. Amen. He can bring that about when we listen to him instead of negative naysayers around us. A lot of times we got all those people around us. Amen. Praise God that speak and they speak negative. In this season, God wants us to use our words in a positive way, trying to accomplish anything through our own strength or mental ability can filter out when we reach the physical limit, following God's lead, but natural strength. Come on. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. What is God trying to tell you to do that you're limiting yourself? Don't limit yourself, praise God. Don't be fearful of taking the next step. Jesus came to break down barriers, separate people, levels. Oh, come on, somebody. The playing field for everybody, to bring them the truth about God's love for them. He wants the joy, fulfilling life for every one of us. Amen. Praise God. So what is God? Don't doubt. Don't doubt. Go beyond fear. Go beyond doubt. Go forward in faith. The thief's purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. God says, my purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. God is well able, come on somebody, to cause us to live out our most memorable moments and dreams. Come on. Now, God says today, this is our power word, let's break the barriers. Don't be fearful when God say take the next step. Amen. Praise God. That was your power word. Amen. For Fresh Fire Friday. Amen. Let us go to a song. Praise God. Breaking barriers. Come on, somebody.
It's been a million days and a million nights. Oh, I still remember how your love changed my life. It's not enough words in my vocabulary to express how I feel. And I still pinch myself just to feel this feeling.
God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Sometime, praise God, hallelujah, we got to go back old school. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to see if I can get Pastor Matthew McNeil for a minute. Amen. Before I close out in prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Hold on. Hold on. Let me see. Hallelujah. Pastor Matthew McNeil.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, man of God.
God bless you, woman of God. Hello?
Do you have anything? I know that, praise God,
well,
that you came in, amen, from the, you know, middle of the show, praise God. I know God got you on different assignments, amen, but amen, do you? I know this is your baby, praise God. Do you have anything to say, amen, before I close out in prayer?
Well, I just want to thank you for doing such an awesome job. You're doing a wonderful job. Wonderful choice of music, wonderful choice. I was actually just enjoying the worship myself. I was really, really enjoying it. It put me in a place it was almost like I was trying to not walk but run into the presence of God to just be thankful for another day, just to be thankful to have assignments, to be thankful that he allowed me to see another day. And the selection is more than just music. There's a message behind it. There's an anointing on it. And I'm just thankful God is allowing you to do such a wonderful job to step in the gap and do what he knew you could do in the beginning. So praise God for you and your assignment, and just continue to do God's will. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor. Thank you for taking time out. Praise God. Hallelujah. God
Amen.
Bless you. Love you. Praise God, hallelujah. We thank God, amen, for Pastor keeping it real, McNeil, on today. Praise God, hallelujah. So we bless, praise God, today, amen. You know, today, and I'm going to pray, amen. I'm going to close out, amen, as God give it to me. But, you know, I was telling my husband on the day will be 11 years, amen, that God has ordained me to be a pastor. It's actually my pastor's anniversary. Amen. So I thank and praise God for the grace that he has given me for 11 years. So keep us in prayer as we do the work of the Lord. Amen. We bless and praise God for you, and you. I am still yet in celebration because, listen, it has been a journey, but I know that God was with me every step of the way. Amen. And so as he is with you. Amen. Praise God. So we thank and praise God on today. Let me pray. And you know how we do. Amen. We got to go out. Amen. With a song of praise. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come and we bless your holy name, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God, for this time of worship. We thank you for the word that you have given us, Lord God. There is no barriers. There is no barriers in you, Father God, that you are breaking barriers for thy people, oh God. You are shifting and putting people, God, in position where they needs to be, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just say thank you right now, Father God, for what you're doing, how you're doing it, Father God, and what you are planning on doing, Father, in our lives, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you right now for the movement of the Holy Spirit on this line. We thank you for what you're going to do in the lives of your people, God. God, I summons the people right now, Father God, that's not saved, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, to come, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, some have lost their way, Father God, and some have walked away, Father God. But I pray for them today, Father God. I pray, God, that your army will stand up again for you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, as the song has said, open our eyes again, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. So Father, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, we lift you up now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless and praise God. Thank you, everyone, for coming on Fresh Fire Friday. Amen. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you.